My name is Selena Robinson, and I am the MLA for Coquitlam-Millardville. And as Arjun said, I was one of you once. And I have to say once again, it was nice to come in a little early and hear about the fabulous work that you're doing around community engagement, because it's the kind of stuff that warms my heart. And it was something that I got to do for 5 years in my community, and I loved the work. Just a little bit about me, I'm what I call an unexpected politician. I worked in the nonprofit sector. I'm a family therapist, and I worked in the nonprofit sector, the private sector, and the public sector over a 20-year career. And it was a homelessness issue in my neighborhood that started to rear its ugly head, and the ugliness in part was the homelessness, but it was the NIMBYs that were coming out in my neighborhood that got me active. It activated a sense of opportunity to use my voice for good. And it was the first time I spoke at a public hearing was in 2007. So it's fairly recent that I've become politically active in that way. And lo and behold, a 5-minute presentation in front of council that had me shaking like a leaf and reading my notes inspired others on council to approach me and say, Selena, we think you should run. And I kept saying, are you kidding? I have a real job and a real life, and the last thing I need is to be a politician, because we all know how people feel about politicians. What inspired me, though, was when they came, when I went back the following week, and they had to make a decision. And this was a very difficult council meeting. It was contentious. It was one of the longest, the week before when I spoke, it was the longest public hearing they'd ever had. It went till 3 in the morning. It started at 7 o'clock. Everyone in the community had a chance to speak, and we were a divided community. We were a divided neighborhood, and it was pretty intense. But when I witnessed mayor and council all speak to their decision and why they were making their decision and using their voices and using their wisdom, even though I didn't agree with all of them and on many other decisions, there was certainly a wisdom that they used in making that decision. It started to change something in me around, well, gee, would I be able to do that, and what would that look like? And so that started my journey, and was elected the following year in 2008, and served 2 terms before I was convinced once again that perhaps I should try my hand at provincial politics. What I wanted to let you know about was that I'm still very committed to local government, because I do believe that that is the level of government and the form of government that actually serves the people most directly. I was at a speech that Naheed Nenshi gave, I think it was at SILGA a couple of years ago, and he spoke about a talk that he gave where he said, imagine that our federal government just ceased to exist. It just got wiped off the face of the earth. How long would it take before people noticed, before your neighbors noticed? A week, 2 weeks, before you would notice that that level of government was gone. And if it was your provincial government that just disappeared, all the bureaucracy and all that, how long would it take? 5 days? 6 days? Now, if your local government disappeared, you'd know in an hour. As soon as you go to the bathroom, as soon as you turn the tap. And that sort of continues to remind me about the importance that you play in the day-to-day lives of your citizens and of your residents, and the amount of harassment that you get when you go to the grocery store or to the bank, and someone has a street light that's out or a pothole in their street. This is the stuff that really impacts people's lives. And we need to remember that. And I certainly honor that. And I want to thank you all for putting your names forward, because this is the stuff that really makes a difference in people's lives. It's not as much the stuff that I do or the stuff that our MPs do. It's the stuff that you do. And I firmly believe that. So one of the reasons why I wanted to come and talk to you or tell you a little bit about me, but a little bit about my role as the opposition spokesperson for local government and how you can use me and how we can work together. Because I am committed to making sure that you have the resources that you need in order to make life good for all British Columbians. I think we all want that. I don't care what your political party is. I don't care what your stripe is. But I do believe that that's what we all want. That's why we put our name forward. It's called public service. Because we want to serve people. We want to enrich their lives. And this is the role that we're going to play in order to do that. As the opposition spokesperson, I mirror Minister Fassbender. Right, so I pay attention to the legislation that he brings forward. I listen carefully to what he's doing. I watch what you're doing, and if there's and sometimes I agree with him, and sometimes I don't. And so they call it opposition for a reason. But it's not always in opposition. And there are times with the previous minister when it was Coralie Oakes, I would hear about something happening in a community and would go to her and say, so what are you going to do about it? Because I think this is important. And we would have a chat about some ideas. So it's not always nastiness that you might see in question period. There's actually a lot of work that does go on behind the scenes. So I wanted to introduce myself so that you have a face and so that you have a real person. I am a real person too. And that if you have an issue going on in your communities that you think I ought to know about, even if you're having a conversation with the minister and you think it would be helpful for me to just know about it, don't hesitate to contact me. Don't hesitate to send me a copy of your request. Don't hesitate to pick up the phone. I'm interested in the kinds of things that you struggle with. Now, how many of you are newly electeds? Oh, I see some familiar faces. Okay, mostly. Okay. So just some advice for newly electeds. I encourage you to attend your area association meetings and the UBCM. Those were the places when I remember when I was first elected where I could find people who were struggling with some of the things that I was struggling with. Because sometimes the people on your council aren't struggling with the things you're struggling with because they don't agree with you. And so if you can find like-minded people who have some things, some shared visions or some shared ideas, those are the places where you're going to meet them. And the UBCM, I have to tell you, is a fabulous organization. And if you can find a way to get to the conference in September, you really get a perspective on what this province is really made of. And you get to see a room full, 1,000-plus delegates from around British Columbia all doing the best they can and acting on behalf of their citizens. And it's a pretty spectacular opportunity to learn and to make really good connections with some fabulous people. So I know that I'm standing between getting out of this room and heading to a reception. So I'm not going to go on because I am a politician too, just like Arjun. And the microphone just so comfortable right here. But I do want to see if there's any questions for me. If you had any questions, but I will hang out at the reception. And if you don't want to ask here, we can chat at the reception. Are there just any questions as a group? All right, well, thank you very much for having me. Enjoy the rest of your conference. Learn lots, and we'll see you out there.